Hello and welcome to the BJHS Social Studies Podcast. The capital of Indonesia, Jakarta, is flooding due to the loss of ground. While the government is trying to find a way to help the city, flood water is making it harder, with water getting up to several feet in residents' homes. Around 40% of the city is below sea levels, and that is not the only threat. Another threat for the city is sea levels rising due to climate change. Sadly, there's one more threat to the city, and that is that 30% of the city is connected to fresh water from government pipes. And now we are moving on to the second story by Hudson.
Thank you, Braxton. Now we are going to talk about a food crisis. In some places, it's hard to find good, healthy food. Some neighborhoods have several fast food joints and corner stores with few places that sell healthy foods. These are called food deserts. A 17-year-old boy decided it's time for a change and started a gardening program. He did this to help solve a problem for many people. He has done this for 2 summers, more years to come. When a grocery store is far away, people might drive, but in some urban areas, people don't have cars. And then there are also several other food banks around and across America. Now to Gavin.
The Children's Crusade. The Birmingham protests of 1963 were a historic moment in the American Civil Rights Movement, as they sought to achieve equal rights for Black citizens. James Bevel and Diane Nash proposed a student-led march to teach local teens about the national struggle for civil rights and methods for peaceful protest. The march was largely made up of young people who faced violent opposition and hundreds of arrests. On May 3, 1963, Bull Connor ordered Birmingham firefighters to turn on fire hoses, which were powerful enough to strip the bark from a tree. 3 people were bitten badly enough to go to the hospital. President Kennedy negotiated an agreement with business leaders to remove whites-only and blacks-only signs and create a bureaucratic committee to integrate Birmingham marches. And Birmingham sparked the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which outlawed racial segregation. And now on to Peyton.
The screen grab. Your favorite games, social media networks, and other apps are designed to be addictive. Here's how to win the battle for your attention. Emma has stopped reading, listening to music, and hanging out with friends. Instead, the 18-year-old from Dallas, Texas, spent every free moment on her phone. A few minutes would quickly turn into hours, Emma says. Eventually, my brain is too exhausted to accomplish anything I'd set out to do for the day. Then the regret would kick in, sending her back online to escape the feeling. According to experts, many tweens and teens are caught in a similar loop. Average daily screen use is now 5 hours and 33 minutes for tweens and 8 hours and 39 minutes for teens. Experts say COVID-19 likely drove the rise. Too much screen time can negatively affect sleep, general well-being, and mental health issues. Teens who spend 7 or more hours every day on screens were more than twice as likely to be diagnosed with depression and anxiety than teens who spent 60 minutes.